You know what it's like with this the lovely weather and the floods. A lot of it's sort of speculation and guesstimating where we might be at certain times. And having just noticed the Environment Agency have updated their flood sort of line for us in this sort of area at about 8 o'clock this morning, then we are at about 3.6 metres above the norm in the city, and it's due to peak tomorrow at 3.7 to 4 metres. So that is still borderline for us as a club. Sort of 3.7 is fine, 4 metres is touch and go, shall we say. So we've put sort of precautions in place yesterday and cleared out many of our sort of low-lying areas, and are obviously looking at the options relative to cricket over the next couple of weeks.
But as long as it doesn't get on the square, you'll be okay.
As long as we don't get on the square, yeah, I think that's probably a key point, because amazingly, looking at the outfield at the moment, you wouldn't believe that we've had any rain. It's quite remarkable. So, but yeah, the key bit is the square that needs protecting. And as you know, Dave, you've been here many times, it's quite a fine line between reaching the car park at the ground and or the edge of the square.
No, sorry, because the Graham Hick Pavilion, now that's above above sea level, shall we say.
Yes.
But what about your marquee? That could flood.
The marquee we cleared out yesterday. We've gone on what we would term as our normal alert for this sort of situation. So we've emptied out the marquee, which as a precaution we felt we needed to do that, not knowing exactly when things might sort of happen. Functions and things like that, we've not too bad on the marquee because it's relative to sort of cricket anyway during the summertime at this time of year. Other areas have been cleared down, cellars, etc., and we've already spoken to sort of contingency-wise, and obviously use of Kidderminster that you're aware of as a second ground.
I was just going to ask you about Kidderminster. Are things ready to take you there? Because, I mean, you've got the Netherlands on bank holiday Monday, I think it is, isn't it? And yep. Then you've got a four-day game after that.
We have, yeah. Kidderminster are... The agreement we have is that they're available at very short notice. Ironically, we do actually have a second team game starting there tomorrow. We've got 4 days there, so there's a wicket fully prepared as well as a spare wicket that's all in process of being prepared for us should we require it. So as far as cricket goes, yes, that's available and he's not a problem. So we're just hoping, fingers crossed, that it might peak at a level that doesn't affect us greatly. And as you said, we're obviously concerned about the weather, the rain that's possible overnight and tomorrow.
Sure, and it does come up blooming quick, doesn't it, when it comes up?
It does, yeah. I mean, yesterday it was just touching the banks and it's now sort of three quarters of the way up the fencing by on the quay side. So, but again, if it's peaked at sort of 3.6 down at Diglas and they're only expecting 3.74, then we may escape, but who knows? That's the question, and that's what makes our life difficult.
David Leatherdale, good luck. He's got his water wings blown up already, Bradders.
That's all I have to say.
That's the commentary on 738. You wouldn't be underwater, though, Bradders. You would survive where you are.
But I'm staying like that when I'm not underwater. You know that.
8:26. We'll have the full weather check with Paul Damari in